Tie Shirt Entertainment.
System startup commencing.
Studio to down.
Operations engaged. Welcome to Reality Check.
It's showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. The man with the master plan. The shepherd to higher consciousness. Here he is. Alex Tyshirt.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Wherever you may be, congratulations. You just took the first steps into higher consciousness. It's not something that everybody is willing to do, but it's something I feel that everybody needs to do. And today for my show, the beautiful, the talented, the extra pumped up today, because she's feeling a little bit better, Brittany Carrillo.
Yay!
Welcome to the show, Brittany.
Thanks. I'm feeling a lot better.
Glad to hear. And we have a special guest in studio, all the way from across the street, from the Big 2-4. She is the talented, the underrated, but the extravagant, Alma.
Hey.
What's the last name?
Lomali.
Lomali. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Glad to be here.
So how are you ladies doing today?
Awesome. Good.
Amazing.
Feeling great?
Feeling 100.
Oof. That's what we like to hear.
Yep.
And I'll first get these shout-outs out of the way. Shout-outs to Fox Sports Radio for allowing us to do this show out here.
Woo-woo.
Welcome, everybody, to Watching Reality Check. And also, shout-out the family for always supporting. Shout out the exes for making us the best.
Ooh, hey.
You like that? And let's see. Shout out to, of course, Brittany for coming out to do a great show. Yay. Shout out to Alma to get out of her comfort zone and trying something new.
Yeah.
And also to you, the fans. Thank you so much for joining. And you make this possible. You make it fun to do what I do. And I think we have some big topics today.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to touch on relationships again.
Ooh.
We kind of touched on it before, but I was watching a lot of things about now and how relationships are changing. And I feel in the sense, where did everything go? How does it kind of shift? It's times. Everything evolves. Everything molds. Everything grows. Well, what happened to just the simple communication people had? It seems there's not as much anymore. There's a lot of games involved with things, it feels like.
Yeah.
I can't text you. You'll think I like you. If I text you too fast back, you'll think I like you. But I don't want you to know I like you, even though I like you. But if you know that I like you, then I can't like you.
Mm-hmm.
The Preach. Hell it's like.
That totally makes sense.
Right? And then I just look at him and say,
bye.
I'm out. I'm out. You just drop them deuces and we're out. So how about you guys? How do you feel about relationships nowadays?
It's a joke.
Joke?
Ugh. I
like
can't.
That.
I'm so salty.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, there are 25 flavors out there and Brittany is salty.
On a scale of pretzel shop to ocean, how salty?
Oh my God, I'd say like ocean.
Ocean?
Yeah. Ocean?
Yeah.
Like that's pretty salty. Worst.
Yeah.
So what's up, B? How come you have this view on relationship nowadays?
Let's ask Alma what she thinks.
Oh, she's going to throw the beat.
All right.
I see that shade right there. Dang. She had all these ways to do it and then she's like, you know what? Let's just actually throw it over the side. So we're good. So Alma, how you feel about relationships nowadays?
That's funny. I was just having this conversation with my best friend. So,
ooh, shout outs?
Yeah, shout out to my best friend, Bree in San Diego.
What up?
Hey, girl.
Hey.
No, we literally were just having a conversation on how nowadays it's like you throw a title on something and it's like it makes everything weird. And we all want to reap the benefits of having everything associated to a relationship.
Preach.
But we don't want the title.
Why is that?
Because throwing a title on it just makes it super formal and super official.
Makes it serious.
It makes it serious. So.
And that leads to feelings getting hurt.
Right.
Nobody wants that, right?
No.
What's I don't know. Up? I feel like people nowadays, like they're scared of the word commitment. You know? You like
commitment.
You throw it out and it's like, nope, sorry, bye.
Sorry, but.
Bye.
I'm out of here.
Exactly.
But see, what's funny to me about the whole thing is that if you are scared of commitment, that tells me that you're also scared of taking chances. That tells me you're scared of going out of your comfort zone. That tells me that maybe you're not meant to be as great as you want to be because you're comfortable.
Very true.
But at the same time, there's no gain without you have to take a chance to bear the benefits. So, you know, kind of get the reap of what you sold. So why is it that we have such this concept now, like Alma was saying, that we have a view of relationships of being so commitment-wise? We're scared of that word, or people are assuming that they are, right?
Right.
What does that show about those individuals? You think maybe it kind of says something about themselves, maybe a little insecurity? Maybe there's something they're not telling about more? Maybe they had a heartbreak in the past? Everybody has a story, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So how do you look past all that?
Mm.
I just got it. You know, I can't. Brittany's sitting over there.
Don't impress me much.
And so for guys' point of view, we see it as more, we're very physical beings. Mm-hmm. We see something we like and we talk about it. We try to accent on it and go for it. But at the same time, a lot of guys are very childish. We have that kind of function where a couple days ago when I was at the gym, shout outs to the homie Scott, shout outs to the homie Derek. We were talking about this girl that was in there. Her name's Nani.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I saw her and I was like, damn, she is gorgeous, man. She's got that exotic look to her. Something about her, you know, she kind of, the way she walks, you like it. So I was like, man, she's a dime, definitely. He said, why don't you go talk to her? I was like, oof, that implies confrontation. That implies me going out of my boundary and my comfort zone to maybe get rejected. To maybe have this girl look at me and be like, oof.
Bye.
Get out of here. You know, you ain't getting none of this today.
Perfect.
I don't know what you're trying to do. But then at the same time, it's like, you know, listen, you might not know this, but they call me the Big A. Also, and I want to tell you something you might not know about yourself. The way you walk, the way you talk, and the way you even breathe is seductive. Everything about you just makes the heart melt. And if I could sum you up in two words, it'd be absolutely gorgeous. But you know, that might not go over very well all the time.
Maybe not. Especially if you don't know her.
Especially when she's sitting there. How the hell is this music being played?
Wait a minute.
At the same time, right? How's this all going about? So from a guy's point of view, it's more of the hunt or be hunted, I think. You have to be more of a hunter. You have to go out there. This is my point of view first. I'll get to you guys. I feel like a guy has to be kind of the first to make the step. Kind of go out of his way and kind of get a feel for the water. You gotta dip the toes in before you jump in. And so from my point of view, you kind of have to feel body language, vibrations in a sense. You have to see how the person feels you, see how the person talks to you, see if the person looks at you. That's what a lot of guys say. Hey, bro, she's peeping you out. She's checking your game out. Go step it up. Show her how you shoot that three. So it's tough at the same time because you don't want to go out of your boundary zone. You have to take that step. You need to find your
sexual chocolate.
And it's tough. So what do you guys think? Do you think it's more of the guy to make the first step to kind of make the confrontation, the sense of opening it up to a conversation and seeing where it goes? Or do you kind of like the sense where you kind of give the guy the incentive to come talk to you? Or do maybe you the ones where you like to make the first move? How do you feel about it? Start with Brittany.
Okay. Honestly, me, I hate making the first move.
Okay.
I hate rejection.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, I don't like it at all. So I mean, even eye contact, I get really weird.
Oh.
Yeah, super weird. Like, I tend to look away or I giggle and I look down. Like, I'm super awkward.
I thought you'd be the one to sit there and think, okay, I see him.
No. Alex, no.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, but yeah, so that's just me. I would rather prefer the guy to make the move first.
Okay. Yeah. How about you, Alma? How you feel about it?
Okay, so I definitely agree that it's always easier and it's a preference for the guy to make the first move, but
ooh.
I'm definitely not afraid to make the first move.
Okay.
I was just talking to a guy a couple months ago, and I definitely took the first move and made the initiative to talk to him.
Shout out to you being a go-getter. Let me give her a round of applause, everybody, real quick, okay?
But I feel like it's different when the girl makes the first move, because you can still test the waters and play it safe. Whereas depending on the energy that he's feeding back is, okay, this guy is definitely interested, or no, he's about to friend zone me. So you can play it safe, but it's definitely scary.
Isn't that funny how you just said he's going to friend zone me?
Yeah, because guys do that.
Exactly.
Girls don't do that. Mm. Guys always want to blame it on just us, but guys are experts at it as well.
I will agree on that, but I can personally say I'm the type where I will let you know formally in the beginning. If I like you, I'll make it stated. I'll go out of my way to try to get your number. I'll go out of my way to maybe talk to you some more. I'll even go out of my way to be like, do you want to work out sometime? You want to grab some dinner? I'll make it known that I'm trying to make something happen.
Okay.
Then I leave it up to your court. If you're the type where we were talking about earlier off the air, oof, I don't know. Now he thinks I like him if I give him my number, so maybe I should just give him my Instagram. Okay, well, that's great. Now I got to stalk you on your Instagram just to see how you look and what you do, and then maybe hear it back from you. So it's contradicting in a sense to me, too. Like how we said, I like you, but I don't want you to know that I like you, because if you know that I like you, you might not like me, and then we won't like each other.
Right.
And then it's awkward.
And then,
very.
And then we just sit there looking at each other like, what are we supposed to do now?
Yeah.
Wait, but while we're on the Instagram topic, why do guys ask for girls' Instagrams. Like,
ooh.
Hey, so you got an Instagram
hey,
or
let
something?
Me get that gram.
Wait, did you really just ask me for my username? What happened to like what's my name? Like, would I want to go grab a bite to eat? What?
You're no. very original. I can tell already by talking to you. You have that authenticity in a sense. You grew up with good morals. You had a family
right.
that was brought up that way. Very respectful, gentleman, having the approachability. Like that.
Yes.
I can tell in Brittany's case.
Oh, my God. What, Alex?
I was just going to bring something up, and you're already shooting me down. She's like, you know what? I'm already.
Bye.
I'm deuces. No, I was going to say, with Brittany, it sounds to me like you've been hurt already. Someone has actually tested your waters too much in the sense where they've lost your trust. So you're kind of more in the sense where you're not looking at guys the same way anymore. You have that more restrained look because you're knowing it's not going to end up the way I've seen it end up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's a little love line right here. Alex Tiger. And tonight on Love Line, you too can have your special sneak peek at Adoring Life. Give us a call at 818-461-5457. And you too can ask the beautiful and talented Almond Brittany and also your host, Alexander
the Great,
for your personal love line. Oh, baby, let me just get that round of applause. But no, it's true. I mean, I feel like the way you grow up, too, has an effect on how you view people, mm-hmm. also relationship status. And I feel having societies, now we have so much social marketing, Instagram. People are so now pushed back out of their comfort zone. They feel if I give you a number, now you have so much of an outlet to get to me. What if it doesn't work out? Now you might be a stalker. Maybe something's going to go wrong. Maybe, who knows, right? A lot of the things go out of your head.
Yeah.
It's funny how you said that, too. Bring it back to Nani. Shout out to Nani. Who knows if she listened to the show?
Hey, Nani.
Hey, what's up, girl? What was funny about with Nani is we talked to each other. I saw her. It was on Friday. And then I ran into her again on Tuesday, or it was Monday. And we started talking again. We were getting in the conversation and everything. And she told me, too. She's like, do you have an Instagram? Just like you said. She asked me if I had an Instagram. I was like, oh, you trying to get my gram, huh? I don't know about that. You know, I'm actually a very kind of guy. I got to take my time. I get nervous. So I gave her the gram, right? So we keep... What's up?
Quick question.
Of course.
Did she ask for your number or just the gram?
We got for the gram first, right? She asked for my gram. So me too. I'm sitting there like, okay. So she's one of those types. She's kind of, she's reserved out. Maybe there's something going on with her life too. Maybe she's seeing somebody. You don't know.
Maybe just it goes down in the DM.
Exactly.
Hey, where that song at? I'm going to pull that song up in a sec. But so it's funny. So I'm sitting there like, okay, yeah, for sure. Gave her my gram, checked hers out. And then I kind of switched, and I was like, all right, Alex, now it's up to yours. The ball's in your court. How are you going to act on this? You can take the shot. You can kind of dribble around, feel it, make the pass. You're going to shuffle it. What you going to do?
What'd you do?
So I said, you know, what's funny is I see you hustling out here. I don't think you can hang out with my workout, though. She said, oh, I've seen you struggling.
Oh,
and I think you're not on point.
Shots
I was
fired.
Like, okay. Oh, let me get that for Brittany real quick. Hold on. So first, before even shots fired, she got the cock on me right there. You know. Oh, and then somebody said, cock. So, no. So she had that pulled out. So then we sat there and I was like, you know what? Let me get your number. Let's actually get a workout sometime. Someone took the shot, right?
What'd she say?
She gave me her number.
Dang, get it, girl.
But here now is where we leave off at the other spot. So she gave me her number, right? And I said, oh, you know, I told her about my show and everything because she asked what I do. She said she wanted to check it out. So I shot her the link yesterday and asked her, you know, check out the shows. Let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. Never heard back from her. So where do you set out with that? How would you feel if you texted somebody first and it's like, oh, okay, now you're going to ghost me.
And
I see you.
They don't reply.
No reply.
I've done that. Honestly, I'm a really bad replier in general. Like, I lag to the max.
Ooh.
But, I mean, I've done that to guys, like, where, you know, they ask for my number and I'm like, okay, yeah.
And then in your head you're thinking,
you're creepy. Right.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Curve.
Yeah. Swerve.
Yeah, I just don't like to be mean.
Ooh. Why is that? If it's someone you don't know and you might not see him again.
But
does it make you feel bad as a person?
Yeah, you're rejecting someone.
Yeah, I don't like to be rejected and I don't like to do it to somebody. But then again,
I
feel really bad for like ignoring them.
But here's my thing. Wouldn't you feel more bad leading somebody on instead of telling them the truth about how you feel? Because of course it'll sting in the beginning. But as a guy, from my perspective, I look at it, I'm just back where I started.
I always lie and say I have a boyfriend.
Yep. I use that line.
Shout out
all
to that boyfriend.
Time.
I remember when we first started talking, it was
absolutely
on the way out. Alma, please let's let our fans know that little story.
All right.
How we met.
Well, working at the gym, you
shout
get to
out
meet a lot of people all day long. And so this guy always says hi, always is really nice in the gym. I'm finally leaving on a Friday night, minding my own little business, walking down the escalator. And he sees me and decides to wait for me in the bottom of the escalator.
Ooh.
And as I finally start to step off, he brushes up right next to me and was like, I'm really interested in you. We need to spend time outside of work. And I was just like, I'm sorry. I don't even know if I said I'm in a relationship, I have a boyfriend, or I'm married. One of the three, top three curves.
I remember the married part coming
up. Probably the married.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I see Alex instantly as soon as that happened. I'm so embarrassed. And he's just like, that's got to happen to you a lot. I'm like, yeah. And then we started talking, and that's how we met.
Yeah, we started talking.
Wow.
Yeah, just went on from there. And we kind of went back and forth. I'd see her at the gym all the time. I didn't know that she was actually the general manager, too. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
So we kind of talked, and she was like, no kidding. So you must have a lot of stories if you work at a gym. Such a public outlet for people to come all the time, and you're open 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
Let's just say the types of people that you don't see during the day come out at night.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them like to work out, too. So, Alma, what's this story I remember about an 11 that we were talking about, too? Just
Yikes.
To wrap that in a little bit.
Okay, so guys aren't the only ones who hit on you. It'll come from all ends of the spectrum. So I'm in the locker room checking out this lady who appeared to be acting reckless on the workout floor, a little maybe intoxicated.
Oh, that's a good word.
And I walk up to her and I just ask how she's doing. And then she turns to me and says, you look just like Melania Trump. You're Melania Trump.
Oh, my God.
And so, mind you, this was like a day after her speech, so I'm like, okay, she's probably just kidding, but then decides to grab my arms and tell me that she's starring me in her next film, and that she's a film producer, and I'm just all types of freaked out, so I finally, like, move away from her, and as I turn around, she's, like, start to, like, asks me questions about my leggings, and then puts her hand on my leg, then next thing you know, she smacks my butt.
Oh, my God.
And then she decides to go all around me saying how I need a category of my own. I'm not a 10. I'm an 11.
Ooh.
And she's like, yes, honey. Yes, you're an 11. And I'm so uncomfortable. My instinct is to just start swinging because if she places her hands on me again.
Oh, you're going to catch them hands.
Yes. You can ask Scotty about them hands.
Scotty.
Oh, my God. Shout out to my trainer. And so finally I was like, hey, you can't put your hands on me. Like, I'm sorry. And I'm walking out and she's still shouting to everyone that I'm Melania Trump. And on her way out, she's shouting to me at the front desk, I love you. You're Melania Trump. Yes. But apparently I'm an 11, so.
Do you, boo-boo?
Oh, my gosh.
But see, the big question that.
We want to know.
Did she come back?
She came back a few nights later, but I wasn't at the gym.
Good.
Thank
That's
God.
So
but she did
creepy.
Ask for me.
Oh.
She asked the front desk if Alma was there.
She wanted to find her boo thing.
Mm-hmm.
She was thinking, I wonder if she's here today.
That's so creepy.
See, and the reason why I wanted her to tell that story to wrap it in is because people get a bad outlook on certain people because of things like that, especially for if it's male or females. Guys are more the creeper type, where she brought up at first. They will wait for you, physically wait for you in situations where they know you will be to kind of get a chance. And then also with females, you never know. They can also be that way, too. It goes both ways, both scales.
It does.
So how do you find the perfect medium is the question. How do you approach people? How do you find the best way to date, I guess you could say, nowadays? We have social outlooks, social media. So a lot of people nowadays, which is funny, if you go back to the late 90s, early 2000s, people would laugh if you said, I met my date online.
Oh, for sure.
People would say, what do you mean?
That's creepy.
You're online?
That's
weird. There you go. We got the Britney right there. You're creepy. I don't even need to pull it up. And so, but it's funny because if you think about it, back then, I was the same way. I was like, you met her where? Online, bro? Dude, she's probably a killer. You don't know. She's probably going to take your kidney and sell it online. How do you know she's not going to do all this stuff, right? And he's like, bro, no, she's really cool. She knew one of my friends. I was like, oh, okay, so you had an outlet. It's always cool if you know somebody mutually to meet somebody.
Yeah,
references.
Of course.
Everybody loves references.
Mm-hmm.
What's your resume like?
Exactly.
Hey, let me see that real quick. You know, when they look at me and they ask me, I say, listen.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time
it works. All of the time.
Every time.
And that's just the facts, okay? So it's tough for me to explain to people that nowadays you have to go more out of your comfort zone because there's so many mouse outlets for talking now, social media.
Mm-hmm.
For example, at the gym a couple days, I saw this one girl. Beautiful lady. Dime piece. She looks like she was maybe a model. Came with some nice little booty shorts, nice little sports bra. She was hustling in there. She wouldn't look at anybody or give them the time of day, right? Yet she wanted everybody's time of day. Mm-hmm. So it's such a contradiction to yourself, right? She won't look at anybody, yet she's on the Stairmasters filming herself, doing a couple steps up and down. You're like, okay, you're that type. So I'm gonna walk out.
Seriously.
Throw up them deuces. So it kind of mixed stimulates how everybody's persona is. So I thought to myself, what happened back in the 80s? You know, maybe the 90s. What happened before we had so many outlooks? How did people talk? We had TV back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, I did some research. You know, I'm the producer, the talent, the board op, the promoter, the director.
You're the
We got
whole
the beauty
package.
Over there. Thank you, Brittany. We got the beauty over there. I know, you know, man, I got the handsome side, but it's okay. I mean, So I put a little montage together. I found these collaborations of 80s videos dating. So I put together for you ladies today to enjoy segments of it. And you'll hear for yourself. Man. This is what people back in the day had to look for dating. So we say we have it hard, right? Take a listen to this.
Are you looking for me?
Oh.
I'm looking for someone.
That song, though?
That's killer.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you looking for someone?
Where can you be?
Here we go. Here we go.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. It's Steven.
It's Steven.
Hi, I'm Maurice.
Okay, so hold on. These are our first ones are opening monologues, so just check out these guys start their opening monologue.
I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Ooh.
Hi, my name's Monroe. You've probably already noticed that I have incredibly blue eyes.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
Ooh, what's up, Big Phil?
I like to talk to people deep into the night.
Ooh.
Oh.
I play guitar.
Hey.
I'm Eitan.
What?
Hi, I'm Fred. Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast-forward button, because I don't smoke, and I don't like people who do smoke.
Ooh.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
Ooh.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Okay, I had to throw that one in there. This guy just started off, and they were like...
Hi, Mom.
He was sitting like this. He's like, oh, okay. In the camera? Hey, Mom. Oh, God. So before we keep going, how do you guys feel about mama boys?
It can go both ways.
In what way?
Because, I mean, if he, you know, cares for his mom, if he treats his mom right, you know, that shows a lot. But then if he's just like a mama's boy and he don't like to do nothing and the mama does everything, then it's like, boy. No.
Sorry,
like,
honey.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Now we got an Alma bye for the system. I love it. Shout out to Alma. See, that's my thing, too. Before we continue the video, I have some friends that are mama's boys. But in the sense where they do everything they can for their mom. They go out of their way for their mom.
Yes.
They love their family. But they go do their own thing. So I look at them as like, you are the best type of person.
Exactly.
Of course.
Because when you talk to them, too, they have the utmost respect for women because
you
learn from your mother. Mm-hmm. You learn how to treat your mother. I think there's a difference between that mother's boy and then also a mama's boy in the sense where your mom does everything for you, like
mm-hmm.
you said.
Mm-hmm.
You never had that free time. You never had any, because you could say any free privilege to think for yourself. They're very controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny about that, too, is I'll do another show later down the week, is that I feel you have to let your kids grow. If you're so compressing, what's the word I'm looking for? Overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let something grow.
Yeah.
If you put a what's a shade over a plant, it's not going to grow. You need that light.
Exactly.
Preach.
I do fashion photography.
Ooh.
And I do consider myself a refined valley dude.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile.
Oh.
A simple smile.
Wait, that was right.
I don't know. What I'm not looking for is some big overgrown monster that's always thinking about food and
whoso binds to himself a joy, doth its winged life destroy.
Wait, is this a dating show, or are you telling me life lessons?
I like to do a lot of sailing. I like to outdoor activities. I like climbing. I like travel.
I took a sponge ball and was pulling him out of a little girl's ear.
Vivacious.
What?
Foxy.
I'm looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess?
Are you the goddess? Right here.
Who is the goddess? The goddess is the woman, is a woman, is any woman. Is all women.
A figure that is sexy, slim, tight, excellent legs.
Ooh.
Mm. I'm a 25-year subscriber to both Playboy and the New Yorker magazine.
At night, I operate a damsel in distress hotline.
Oh.
I guess you'd call me a knight.
One of my favorite foods is pizza. And just sugar and spice and all those things that are nice.
I like to be with people who are as fun and adventuresome as well.
Is into having fun.
Have fun.
I enjoy having fun, yes.
Looking for somebody who likes to have a lot of fun.
I'm looking for someone to have fun with.
I'd love to have a good time.
Able to have fun.
Fun and laughter.
And anything that's fun. I like to have fun.
And have a lot of fun.
Fun, fun, fun. Are you looking for me?
No fatties.
I want it all.
No hamsters.
I steal watches.
No dopers. No smokers. No alcoholics.
We don't like to write checks.
No Donna Juanitas.
We don't like to take out the gun.
What's a Donna Juanitas? Is that an 80s term?
Probably.
I had to throw that in there. He said no Donna Juanitas. Yeah.
Garbage. No posers.
What I'm doing right now is making a movie about World War II.
No crazies. Oh.
Santa Monica. My front porch swing.
I'm currently involved in cleaning up toxic waste.
Oh.
I'm not having fun
Keeper.
Doing this.
Keeper. I'm not having fun.
Do you like cats?
Domestic violence.
I like to wear bright socks, and I'm an avid Cleveland Browns fan.
Sexual abuse.
Life is a playground, and I want somebody to play with.
All sorts of alcoholics and addicts and stuff.
Because I really have a zany sense of humor.
We probably don't like to clean the house.
My mother still writes to me regularly.
Because I average about 4 hours a night's sleep.
I will cry at a commercial.
I'm interested in most phases of data processing.
Fire-breathing dragons.
Type A, I'm not. Comfortable, caring, and serious about a relationship, I am.
I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about, and I don't encounter people like that very often. Are you looking for me? I'm looking
for someone. Can you be someone? Banger.
All right, I got you on the Donna Juanita.
Let me hear it.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The feminine version of Don Juan, a woman who gets together with many men, a promiscuous woman. Examples in a sentence. I really don't like Donna Juanitas. They really know what they're doing.
There you go. He didn't want a Donna Juanita.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's what a Donna Juanita is, huh? So my guys out there, shout outs. stay clear from those Donna Juanitas.
We have that term now. We got the thotties.
Ooh,
we got
thots,
the ratchets.
The ratchets.
What else?
What else we got?
So, I mean, we still got the same terms.
That's true. Right. Hey, if anybody watching or listening actually has some advice or wants some questions, hit us up at 818-461-5457. We'll take actually calls, any of your questions, concerns, maybe compliments, complaints. We got Alma in studio, Brittany in studio, and we're all here to help out. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
And so from listening back on that 80s video, it made me laugh in the sense of thinking how people thought back then as well, too. People were very open, you could tell. Everything that was on their mind, they were not scared to hide.
Right.
There was no filter. And the best part about all those videos, too, is if you saw the guys, the style was ridiculous back then, too. Their perms were on point. They had that afro that was redonkulous. I mean, you're just looking at these guys like...
Sensual chocolate.
I don't know, man. Just get yourself out the door with all that. But it's funny to me to see how the concept of dating was back then. They had videos. That's the best that you could do to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see those types of individuals, too, I was reading up on it. They were considered more of the lower branch. They were more of the losers, I guess you could say.
Aww, because so
they
sad.
Could, yeah, right? Well, I mean, hey, hi, Mom.
No.
no
I'll
disrespect.
Date him. I'm just kidding.
My favorite one was when the guy was like, I like pizza. Dang, nowadays you'll get every girl you say
oh,
that.
Oh, for sure. Ooh. Or tacos.
Oh, Tuesdays, what's up?
Hell yeah.
And so for me, listening back to the 80s and now, we don't have that kind of sense. We had the one show that Alma was telling me that she was almost on, which was...
Next.
We went from casual dating to actually having an outlet now with video to express yourself, to taking that to the max, and now where we can have instant one answer to show how shallow a lot of people were. Where you walk off the bus, you're like, yeah, what's up? Maybe, you know, my name's Ox, nice to meet you.
Bye.
You're out next.
You're ugly next.
That's it. Yeah. Or you got toes sticking out of those shoes. You know, I'm out. I got foot fetish.
Gross.
Isn't it? It kind of makes it shallow in a sense, too.
It does.
So there's so many mixed opinions. There's so many mixed outlooks. There's so many different views. And also, like you said, perspective on your life, upbringing, and different events that happened to you, it's hard to really settle in on the best way to go about dating.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. But for me nowadays, I'm not a fan of the games. I hate playing games. I mean, I'm a gamer in a sense. When I was a kid, I liked playing video games. But having these physical games with women and going back and forth, which I'm
totally
sure you guys
different.
Can agree with guys,
oh, yeah.
mm-hmm. it's not fun.
Nope.
I don't like playing these games. If I like you, I'm going to text you. If I like you, I'm going to ask you out. Why not just do what you want? Be a go-getter. But you can't always win that way.
Not in today's world.
No.
So what would you guys recommend for all the guys out there? What's the best way to go about it?
I mean, you got to just fill her out, you know?
Fill myself.
I need consistency.
Consistency.
Because guys will go out of their way to do everything in the beginning, just like the absolute most, like the texting,
for
the
sure.
calling, the making plans, the let's hang out, the compliments. And then 30 days into it, it'll be like, maybe I'll text you in the morning.
Mm.
Maybe I'll expect you to come over. Mm. Or we don't go out to do anything. It's just coming over. So then it's wait a minute. My boss one day told me, never stop doing the things that got you promoted. It's the same exact thing and when you're trying to date someone. Don't
exactly.
stop doing the things that made me attracted to you in the first place.
I love that.
Because then
don't
I'm
fall
asleep.
Off. Ooh.
Z's.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a snoring sound in here somewhere. I'll find it for you. But let's do a quick story time, then let's have some fun. Back when I was 7, it was a tough day. But I saw the light, and it was oh so bright. I remember I was about 10 now. We fast forward about 3 years. It was my first love. It was love at first sight. I remember walking down the street, my heart beating ever so fast. Cynthia. Oh, Cynthia. What you meant to me. But times have changed. And I've grown older. And Brittany is. We'll save that for the next part. No, it's funny because I go back to my childhood when I look at one of my upbringing. I was a very big sap. I was a hopeless romantic as a kid growing up. I had that upbringing. My parents were both not from this country. They're both from Europe. So having the American lifestyle incorporating... Yeah, you better ask for a bruise.
Oh, my God.
No, you're good. And what was funny is when I was growing up, my parents were very, very in love. I had that really good household, that upbringing. I had a lot of love. And we were a small family because we didn't have a lot of people out here. So it gave me that authenticity in a sense where I had a lot of integrity. I grew up knowing good values and morals. And you see out here in the American lifestyle, media is so pushed on being famous. It's very pushed on being fake real.
Mm-hmm.
The fake beautiful people. The fake having the millions of dollars. They show such a fake outlet of things for you. You kind of get lost in all of it. And it kind of changes your perspective and subliminally tells you that's what you want, to be materialistic.
Mm.
But in actuality, you don't need any of that. Looks fade.
That's for sure.
I mean,
it's what's in the inside?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, a lot of the guys will say, oh, yeah, once she jumps in that pool, dog, you'll really see what she looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got you, bro. But if you're actually waiting on that, that says something more about you than it does about her.
Yeah.
You're looking for something more superficial.
Very true.
So if you want to find love in nowadays, reality check, which you're all here, go for deeper. Go for more intellectual. Find someone that you can have a higher consciousness with. Someone that's going to relate to you, that pushes you.
Yeah.
You want to be able to grow with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think now with such a mouse outlet with social media, you have the opportunity to find things. So what is the best way to go about it? Well, Brittany said she's a little more standoffish in a sense. She'll look away if you give her eye contact. So for me, if I was trying to approach Brittany, you'd have to do it subtly. You'd have to work out next to her, kind of get the feel out, see if she'll smile back, see if she'll look at you. She walks away right away. Don't give up. Keep trying. Maybe one day she'll give you that hello.
Or that bye.
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 And then with Alma, listening at her personality, it's consistency. I already know you got to come in strong and you got to keep that outlook up. You got to let her know what you're about, who you are, what you want in life, and see if she's about it too. And if she is, keep it going strong, keep it going better, and keep improving. Sound good, right?
On point.
Ooh. Brittany?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me.
Yeah.
Inside me. What do you guys think about guys then? All right. Come on. What's up?
Think about guys as in what?
How would you approach a guy then? Say if it was flipped around. I'm bringing the tough questions. I know. It's that reality check.
I used... you know what? I don't know how to answer this.
She's just like, next, please?
I don't know. I mean, I'm so stuck right now.
Alma, help us out. What's up?
Well, since I do spend a lot of my time at the gym, if my headphones come off my ears or out of my ears and I maybe ask you a question while you're working out, chances are I'm asking the question just to talk to you.
Okay.
Not because I actually need anything from you.
Is it showing maybe a sign of interest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, your workout time is like your sacred time.
Yes.
So if you get the privilege of talking to someone during the sacred time, it's probably because I'm interested. So that's probably how it would spark up a conversation.
Listen to that, gentlemen.
That's a good one.
Or I'll ask, like, a silly question like, oh, you know, what is that workout that you're doing targeting? I've never seen that before. Mm. So then I'm showing interest in something they think they're really good at.
Ah, look at you.
And then they're like, yeah, you can
there.
Also try this and, you know, let me show you. And the next thing you know, new workout partner. Hey.
Ooh. She just slid in that DM all easy.
No
I like
DM.
That. No. Oh, I like it. I like it. No, that's actually pretty smooth. I like that. It's actually going out of your way and gives me an insight to know that if you're going to step out of your comfort zone the way you want to learn something new, sometimes you need to read into those messages, guys.
Yeah.
Don't be so black and white. Bro, she didn't say she liked me. Oh, well, maybe because she was trying to tell you in a different way without saying it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Those games.
Yes.
We all play them?
We all play them.
We do. Guilty.
Guilty as charged, right? But now the big question, moving forward, how is it that now, since we have so much outlook on things, what do you think the best way would be to help people? How do you think you can, if someone had a question, they were like, I'm really stuck. I don't know how to find somebody. I'm stuck in my own ways, but I don't know how to help other people's ways. I don't know how to mesh with people in the sense, I don't know how to go out of my comfort zone. How would you give them advice? Mm-hmm. For my opinion, which I would think is, test the boundaries. Take a step. Because the only way you're going to go is back. And then you already started there. But you'll leave with that knowledge. For me, failure is success if looked at it the right way.
Yeah, right.
If somebody tells you no, it's by learning from it. If you mess up on something, learn from it. Mold it. Be a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
So from my outlook on that, take a chance. Take a shot. What do you got to lose?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Money, right?
Right.
Exactly.
There you go. So then we can wrap it up on that topic and kind of wrap it into, let's do some top three with Brittany, yeah?
Hey.
Let's have some fun.
Yes.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The top three of the week. Here's Brittany Carrillo.
What you got for us, B?
Okay, my first one. Apple is going to have a change in emojis once iOS 10 is released.
Okay.
Yeah, so the big change is that the black gun emoji will be replaced with a green water pistol.
Hey, now.
Yeah, and the other ones will include occupational emojis that will be available in female versions. Like, right?
There you
female
go.
Weightlifter was good. Female engineer. And the new release of the emojis is largely focused on gender equality and diversity. But gun control advocates are pleased as well with the symbolic move as a step forward with the whole, you know, black gun and the green water pistol. So that's that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then
it's gun control subliminally?
I think so. Because they're all talking about it. Like there was a nonprofit organization, the New York Against Gun Violence.
Okay.
Yeah. So they ran a disarm the iPhone campaign targeting the pistol emoji.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So pistols on a phone now are going to make kids go shoot themselves, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shoot each other?
It's crazy. It's like getting out of control, but
yeah.
I mean, it's an emoji.
Well, to me, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Exactly.
So to change the whole aspect of now emojis, is that the first step to gun control in my sense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm all for the right of having maybe more restrictions for people that are on the watch list. Because if we already have a no flight, why don't we have a no gun buy? I mean, come on.
Yes.
That's common sense. But people think that is actually the first path into changing our Second Amendment, when in actuality, it's just making it safer for you to stop complaining about these events.
Right.
But then you have the conspiracy theorists that'll tell you, oh no, it's all planned. It was all planned hits. Well, it could be. It could be. It could be a self-entitled event that's trying to push to a motive. But if we're trying to do simple things to help out the society, I'm all for it.
Very, there's a lot of opinions.
And shout out to the ladies for getting those emojis.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm excited for the female weightlifter.
Ooh.
That's what's good.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, captions coming soon.
Stay tuned.
All right, so the second one. The Chicago Police Department has alerted that leaders from three Chicago gangs met last week to discuss plans to kill police officers in response to the officer-involved shooting death of 18-year-old Paul O'Neill.
Wow.
Yeah, so according to the Chicago Sun-Times, one of the gangs have provided guns and pointed a sniper in place. Authorities are unsure where the sniper spot is placed.
Interesting.
So, wow.
That's real scary, huh? It's real scary.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
The fact that these are three different gangs coming together, though.
Yeah, that makes it. Yeah. I can't.
That's interesting, because what do they seem to accomplish out of all that?
Right. More violence.
Yeah, right?
More violence.
Does fire beat fire? Not always. Nope. If you talk to firefighters, I've actually asked a couple, it's about controlled environments. You see a situation where you can cut it off the snake at its head, mm-hmm. so you'll create a fire to counteract with itself. But with violence and guns, he said you can't relate it to that. You can say fire doesn't fight fire because it's true. Mm-hmm. It's not always your best way to go about it. You want to put it out before you fight with it. So why don't you just extinguish this instead of fighting violence with violence?
Exactly.
Boom.
Blow it. Hey, where's that bomb? Alma liked it. Hold on. Let me get it for her real quick. Let's see here. Ooh. A little quiet, but that's okay. What you got for number three?
All right. The last one. This actually happened today. Cops captured a man who tried to climb the Trump Tower in Manhattan.
I heard of this guy.
Did you hear?
Steven or something like that?
Yes.
What's his name?
Yes. He's crazy. I didn't get his name.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he climbed using a contraption made up of 5 suction cups.
That homie was doing the most.
Being extra. He scaled the 68-story building for 2 hours. And he started on the 5th floor, actually, which is open to the public.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it is still unsure why he was climbing, but the cops think it was for self-promotion.
Wow. Obviously.
Yeah, and also...
I'm sure he was on every news channel probably,
too. Oh, for sure, for sure. Wow. He actually released a video on Tuesday giving a heads up that he was going to be climbing. Yeah, to deliver
an important... let people know.
Yes, she's going to deliver an important message. So he wanted Trump to, you know...
To hear him, I guess?
Yeah, he made it clear that it would be in Trump's best interest to receive him when he reached the top of the building.
Wow.
My question is, one, I really want to know now what his message was for Trump. And two, do you just wake up on Monday morning and you think to yourself, you know what? I got 5 suction cups over there. I've been checking out that Trump Tower.
Wow.
It's all glass paved to the top, and I'm pretty sure he might talk to me if I get up there.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's climb to the top.
Why not?
That's pretty intense. Yeah. I don't think I would have the balls for that. I'll be real.
Oh, That's scary.
Suction cups? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, what if that guy was climbing to the top to just give you some roses and ask you out?
I would not be a fan.
So sweet.
I'd run.
Oh my, I love it. She's like, that was amazing. Now climb back down. The same way you came up. That's ruthless. I love it, though. That's good. Hey, she knows it. And that's top three with Brittany.
Yes. Oh,
let's give her that round of applause, everybody. Round of applause. Round of applause. I'd have to say, out of all three, that third one still has me.
I know.
Scaling the top of the Trump Tower.
That's gold.
He's real crazy.
Is there a leprechaun up there? Some, like, hidden Pokemon that nobody can catch or some shit?
Hey.
I'm just saying, there's got to be something pretty price-worthy up there. Trump, listen, I have an idea. You want people on your side? Put a giant Pokemon on top of this building. Make everybody come to you. That's gold right
there. Smart move.
That's gold. That's gold. Oh, man. So welcome, everybody, Reality Check. If you guys want to call in the show, we have 818-461-5457. And we were touching on relationships earlier, but I kind of want to revert it over to now positive thinking and everything. I always kind of leave with a strong message. And the biggest thing for me is having an outlook on life. And there was a pastor, actually. I came across this on Facebook. He was actually talking about this outside of the beach. He was trying to wrap it up and saying, positive thinking is everything. You have to believe in yourself before anybody else can believe in you. That's a strong thing. A lot of people don't do that nowadays because I feel our upbringing and our parents, they force us, in a sense, not knowing. It's kind of subconsciously, but they kind of make you unconscious. They make you not very, I guess you could say, not have any courage. You're not able to grow out of your shell. And it's pretty interesting to me because a lot of parents think they're doing the best for their kids when in actuality they're not. And there's actually a billionaire that was on a show not too long ago. I don't remember the credit for it. I'd shout it if I did. But he was talking about this. And he said, basically, most kids that I talk to when they're coming out of the industry or college or whatnot, instead of asking me what's the best way to make money, they're looking for acceptance. They're looking for encouragement that I can do it. And he said, in actuality, you should have had that at home since day one. Mm-hmm. Your parents should have been bringing you up. They should have been helping you along the way. So when you get up to me, you're telling me why I need to have you on this team. You're telling me what's the next big thing. So that's big on positive thinking. Kind of breaks people down in a sense. So what's up with that? Why is our whole society as a whole making people so generic? Like we were talking about the other day, everything's getting so commercialized.
Yeah.
How do you change the game up? I mean, how do you guys feel about it? I'm sure you're actually Alma too. You're at 24. You see so many diverse amount of people.
Oh, yeah.
People that'll come up and slap your butt and call you an 11, Melania. And then you have other people that are maybe too shy to even talk to people when they walk in there. I'm sure you see them all.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one type of person that you're most attracted to for a guy's point of view? Do you like the confidence? Do you like maybe the kind of reservedness to a guy? Do you like maybe the more macho mentality? What kind of gets you?
Definitely not macho. My dad's very traditional, so no thank you.
Shout out to Pops.
Shout out to Pops. I definitely would say confident, but still goofy. Like, I can play both parts. Like, when it comes down to work, I'm down to business, but I'm also, like, really fun, and I need to be able to laugh and be myself. Mm. So if I don't feel comfortable, then you're only going to get the, like, clear answer, direct, professional me, and I'm not going to feel comfortable being goofy, laughing, messing up on something me. So.
Got you. What about you, B?
I'm exactly the same way.
Ooh, we got the double.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because there's some guys that I don't feel comfortable around who, like, try, and I'm like,
So sometimes too much is too much, huh?
Yeah, I don't like it. Like, the other night, I was at the gym, and this guy came up to me. He was like, he would not stop. I was on the Stairmaster. He's like, you're so beautiful. You know, I just want to take you out. I hope I find a wife that's exactly like you. I'm like, bro, I just want to get my cardio in.
Bro, I'm here to work. And about 2 seconds, you're about to get that.
Bye.
So you need to listen right now. It is my time. Yeah. See, like Alma said, too, you can't go too much out of your way for somebody. You got to make it known that you're interested. But at the same time, you got to be able to handle your own.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's interesting. See, so maybe it's all back to your upbringing. They maybe got shot down a lot. No one ever told them the advice of what you have to do. Well, Let's listen to my buddy Pastor Marcus real quick. Just check this out. It's a little 2-minute video.
Hey, everybody. Pastor Marcus here.
Tommy's on the beach.
I want to share something with you real quick, and I hope you receive it, and I hope you take action, and I guarantee it's going to change your life. Your birth was not a mistake, all right? And your life has great purpose. And this is why you've got to be careful not to waste time in life with the wrong people. Many of you watching this video right now, and I know it's a fact, right now, you've got dreams, you've got aspirations, and you want to get to the next level. But one of the reasons why you can't quite move is because you're stuck in the wrong circles with the wrong people. You got people in your life that are more of a burden than a blessing, it's time for you to move on. If you got people in your life that stress you more than they strengthen you, it's time for you to move on. All right. In fact, many of you are connected to what I like to call vision blockers. All right. Vision blockers are those people that every time you pop up and you've got joy, you try to start a conversation about something that you want to accomplish. You start sharing your dreams, your goals, and your vision. You get excited about where you want to go. Those vision blockers in your life are those people that find any and every way to tell you why you can't do it, why you shouldn't do it. And I'm telling you, they just absolutely destroy your joy and discourage you from stepping forward. I want to encourage you right now. It's time for you to stop wasting time with the vision blockers. In fact, you need to really, really, really move on from the people in your life that think that you need them in order to go to the next level. I'm talking about the folk that like to threaten you. If you don't hang with me, if you ain't in my circle, you're not going to make it to the next level. Listen, learn how to get along by yourself for a season until God sends you the right people in your life that are going to push you, that are going to encourage you, that are going to pray for you, that will celebrate with you when you're happy. And don't forget about the people who will tell you the truth, even when you don't want to hear it, because they're trying to help you get to the place that God has set up for you. Stop wasting time with the wrong people. Your life is worth way much more than to be sitting around with people that don't want to do nothing, people that just want to gossip, and people that always find a way to block your vision. Connect yourself with some people that say, you know what, I'm going to help you get to the next level. I'm going to push you forward, and I'm going to be a blessing and not a burden. Right now, I want you to share this video and help somebody that you know get free today. Make sure you help your friends, you help your family. Let them know it's time to stop wasting time with the wrong people. God's got greater in store for you. And like I pray all the time, God's going to send people into your life that will benefit you and be benefited by you. Remember, every day of your life is a day of victory. Share this video right now and help some of your friends get free.
Okay. For me, the reason I like this video, excuse Hurricane Katrina on that, I like the fact that he talks about vision blockers,
yes.
People that'll get in your way to stop your motivation and your dreams. Because there's people out there, I consider them leeches. They'll grasp on you because they see that you have something in you that they do not.
Yeah.
But in actuality, those people have the same. It's just they don't understand it yet. They haven't understood what their true meaning is. They haven't opened themselves out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a religious guy in the sense where I go to church. I have church within me. I believe that you are your own temple. The way that you portray everything and the way you believe is how you exfoliate it. You bring it to others. So if you have a powerful inside of you belief, show it to others. Bring the light out. So to have people like that are vision blockers, you have to see that they are there for those reasons. You have to be able to push those people away. And the biggest thing that hit at home for me is you have to know who you are by yourself.
Yes.
In the day and age we're in, people are always surrounded with other people. My little sister, for example, shout out Emily. What's up, girl? Can't wait for you to go to college. Watch your first water polo game. You have to be able to understand that you need to know who you are as an individual before you can show it to other people. You have to know what you want and know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that was exactly what I went through with my life after me and my ex broke up and I was stuck in a dead-end job. When your back's up against the wall, it's either make or break. You find out who you are or you can cave to life. So you have to see that. And shout outs to Pastor Marcus again. I mean, just don't do it on the beach next time. Play some better audio for everybody because
that don't impress me much.
It don't. You need to be stepping your game up, bro. You want me to share those videos some more. But you got to see that. You got to know and you got to grow. You got to find out that everybody has a true gift inside. Mm-hmm. It might be artistry. It might be voice talent. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Reality Check. It might be so many different things that you're good at. But the whole fact is finding your gift, knowing your talent, you got to be able to bring it to the world. That's what we're meant to do. So I like that. It hits home for me. I know that most people out there are not comfortable being by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. You got to know who you are. You got to be 100 with yourself. Have you ever been alone for, say, a month at a time, Britt? What's the longest you can tell me that you've actually been by yourself? Say outside of work, too, because we all work. We're always around people.
Oh, like not relationship-wise.
Yeah, let's just say. Well, not even that. Just say without people. Say you just go home and you're like, you know what? I got to really be by myself for a little bit. I got to really, you know, get to know who I am, right? Might have been a while, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been a long, long time.
Alma?
Yeah, I have roommates, so that's pretty impossible.
Yeah, see, that's tough. Sometimes life gets you like that.
Yeah.
See, for me, I find it as a sense where now I look at it as my driving time when I drive home.
Yes.
That's when I really try to decompress and use it to my max.
Mm-hmm.
Because I live also back at home, too. So you're with people all the time. You got your family around. They got people around. Roommates bring people around. You got them dating somebody. Work is always involved with people. It's hard to find that downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest for people, you know, everybody that's listening, try to find at least 10 minutes of your time to kind of sit down on the side, decompress, soak in the day, and kind of think what's going to be next for you. Find some goals. And the biggest thing I preach all the time is do not get stagnant. You get to somewhere you want to be, set another goal. Get up there. Do some more. Find somewhere else you want to be.
Always.
It's the best thing to do, right?
Yes.
How'd you guys think about that little Pastor Marcus rant? Besides wanting to go to the beach now.
Right. No, I completely agree. Sometimes the people who buy, you know, front row seats to your show are the ones that are just waiting for you to fall. So what he said is just like being really conscious of the circle that you bring around. Like I talk about this all the time. The older I get, the circle of friends gets a lot smaller because I constantly need to surround myself with people who are working on themselves to be better people. Not that same friend who's always complaining to you about the same types of things, but doesn't do anything about it and comes to you for the answers.
Exact. Thank you, Alma. Let's get a round of applause. I agree 100% on that.
I have seen
plenty of friends in my past life. They complain all the time about things not changing their life. And I said, that's for sure, bro. What have you done to change that? Have you thought of something else you want to do?
Yeah.
Nope. Hey, bro, you still hanging out with those friends from high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Are they doing anything?
Nope.
Brittany, tell them what they got to do.
Bye. Exactly.
Deuces. Shoot up them deuces.
You just need to hang around with people who are positive.
Surround yourself with what you want.
Yes. Negativity is so draining.
I have a couple buddies that I graduated with. I still keep in contact. One of them is around a lot of wealthy people right now. Mm-hmm. He's coming up to himself to start a business now. He's going to be very wealthy in life. I have another buddy who hangs out with a lot of potheads, a lot of drug users. He is still into a lot of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I have another friend, dropped all of his buddies, met a girl, got married, now lives up in Northern California, is becoming an engineer.
Wow.
Everybody's got to find their own.
Yes.
You got to find what really makes you you.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way you can do that is if you know who you are.
Very true.
Some deep, right?
Yeah.
Oof. And on next week's Conspiracy Theories, we take a deep look into Britney's past life.
Why me?
You the co-star, girl. I mean, we could do mine, but that's like a daily thing for everybody.
I'm just kidding.
Is Britney really Carrillo? Conspiracy theories. No, but it's true, man. I really want people to know who they are. And that's it kind of wraps into more of the power of positive thinking and everything like that. You really got to portray yourself better. And so since we kind of we'll touch on that in a little bit. But since we got so deep in it, I want to give people a little more outlook on Alma. Get people to feel on what's good with Alma. So tell me a little about yourself. I know that you're the general manager at 24.
Yes.
What's your goals now? Do you have anything else that you're kind of setting your sights on that you're working towards?
Yes. So I've now been a GM for a year as of last July.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been quite the adventure. Three different clubs, three different teams in 1 year. So I think that what I always try to walk away from at the end of the day is why I show up every day. And the answer is always for people, for the people that either work for me or the people that I surround myself at the gym. And my next step is really just removing myself from being in charge of one club and, you know, being in charge of financials of one club and more so developing people. So my next step is going into the learning and development team, either for 24 Hour Fitness or for another company that still has my foot in the door in the fitness industry, because I think that that's very important. It's important for me in my life. So I can't imagine myself stepping away from that, but more so in really stretching people outside of their comfort zones and showing them what they're capable of doing and stretching them outside of cookie cutter positions and cookie cutter like work, I guess the different characteristics that you carry in your job field, because what's going to set you apart from others is what you can do outside of what's required of you to do.
Bam. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. You ever thought about opening up your own gym?
Oh, yeah. That's long-term goals for sure.
What's the end game? You have an end game yet? Something that you want to get to eventually?
Yeah, actually. So I'm big on family and obviously one day I want to have kids, but I have three brothers who all have kids and are married. And one thing that I was really interested in was the whole pregnancy process with my sister-in-laws. And obviously, like I said, fitness is a big part of my life. And so post-baby weight is a very scary thing. And females fall into post-baby depression.
Oh, okay.
So when your body changes and in your head, you're so wrapped on how it's never going to look the same, you fall into a downward spiral of depression. Right. So I would like to own a gym that's inviting for new families.
Wow, look at that.
So specific classes for new moms, light workouts that they can come in and do, and then a daycare center for their newborn babies with, you know, people who can obviously take care of newborns, and we'd have cribs and all of the whole nine yards. So it's kind of like a mommy and me type thing. And then once the toddlers are able to start doing activities in like a mommy and me class. Ooh. So family friendly gym. I see a lot of obese youth, and that just like just stabs at my heart every time I see it. And so wanting to provide an outlet for that's inviting for families that, you know, maybe didn't necessarily grow up under the household where healthy eating and physical activity was a part of their upbringing. So that's my end game.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
That's great.
That's amazing. How about this? New beginnings.
Yeah.
The restart to your start.
Ooh.
Dang,
wait on it.
Let it sit for a little bit. Let it just marinate in the corner. Put some garlic on it. It might be nice. No, that's actually dope, because when I grew up, my mom, she's like I said, she was from Macedonia. My dad's from Germany. So when you come to somewhere, a lot of the times people always ask, how do you know about that? You don't know of something until someone tells you.
Right.
So health-wise, I was never kind of aware that actually you have to watch what you intake.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have a lot of junk food on the side, but I was blessed that my mom cooked a lot of good home meals. So that's what was our, I guess you could say, our neutral, our barrier right there for everything else we did. So I always, when I grew up, I started researching all this healthy eatings, carb intake, protein intake, vegetable intake, that it's very good to get all your veggies in. You need the vitamins and minerals. It's not about eating for taste. It's about eating for fuel.
Yes.
So I try to tell people, your car, for example, are you going to be cool going to Arco and getting the cheap gas? Or would you prefer going to Chevron and putting that Supreme in?
Mm.
It's a little pricier, but it'll last longer.
Yeah.
I see as aging as a disease. People get older over time. It's because it's disease. We're decaying. We're slowly withering. Mm-hmm. So why not try to slow the process down and do your best? Maybe be even more in shape at 30 than you were in 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, shout out to everybody for Alma New Beginnings. If you're going to look in to have some kids anytime soon, hit up Alma and let her know. Your desires for getting in shape are not so far away. You might have that baby bump, but it's A-okay, because sooner enough, that baby will be there to stay. And you can get that 24-inch waist, that 34-inch hips, and boy, oh boy, all I gotta say is, it's something to look forward to.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Have some fun with it. Have some fun. Yes. Brittany's just like,
bye.
Thanks for coming,
Seriously.
B. I appreciate you coming out for the show.
Bye.
It was always a good time and just on the way out. What about you, B? I want to get a little, what's your end game? I know you're trying to be a commentator for sure.
I am for sure. I love iHeart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to iHeart.
I do. I love it there so much. But yeah, so I just want to grow within that aspect and just better myself at interviewing and, you know, just commentating and getting sports down.
All right, B. My feet are up. Give me a question.
About sports?
Anything. You said you want to interview.
Oh, yeah. I need to practice so much.
Give me something, B.
Okay.
I'm putting you on the spot. Come on, B. Give me something good. Give me a deep question I can answer within.
Okay.
Give me something. This is fun. People are saying yes. Let's do it.
Really?
And then somebody said, no, you call me.
Ooh.
Bro, this is my show. How am I going to call you for my show? What the heck is this? Jack, get out of here.
So you want a question?
Give me some good, B. Let me see this talent of yours. Open door. Everything's available.
All right. Tell me how you started off. Bye. Yeah, bye.
Give me some.
Tell me about your broadcasting career.
Broadcasting?
Yes.
Wow. That's wow.
What made you want to
ask me about broadcasting?
What made you want to start? Was there something specific?
When I was growing up, I sounded like a girl.
Wow.
I never had a masculine voice. Yeah, believe it or not. I had a very high-pitched voice. Like, it'd be like, hey, guys, what's up? Like, you know, my name's Alex. Like, let's go play some games. And it's funny because I started working at In-N-Out, and the next thing I know, I'm like, all right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. I come back the next day. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Swear, it happened overnight, it felt like. So I kind of came into my own. And what's interesting is when I was younger, I saw the way Hollywood works. I saw the way we portray people and how we had social media now. And I didn't like the fact that we make stupid people famous. That we give people such a mass outlet to portray positivity, but all we get is negativity.
Mm.
So I thought, why not get into this industry? I've got a God-given gift now, my voice. People enjoy listening to me. So if I can mold myself to be more optimistic, mold myself to be more positive, and also more intellectual to know different responses to people, why not try to get into this? So I took a test, went to school, tried it out. Hell be told. I mean, it worked out great, and I'm just going to shoot for the stars. Ryan Seacrest, watch out. That's all I'm going to say. So how about that answer? Not bad?
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Brittany.
Thank you.
That is B, a.k.a. KLAC.
Hey.
Give her a shout out. Stop. She will not join your show. She's locked down in a contract for another 2 years.
We never signed nothing.
It's that fine print. You got to really be careful on that. But, you know, anytime I could say.
Bye.
So.
Wow.
It's like a give and take kind of thing, you know?
Alex,
I'm just kidding,
B.
We would never kick you off the show, B. That seat is yours forever. So don't you worry. Yeah, thank you. That's actually pretty good. Pretty good, B.
Thanks.
I like that. So, Alma.
Yes.
Let me give you a question.
Okay.
If I gave you the choice between your dream guy and your dream career, but there's a give and take. You take your dream guy, you have to quit your career you're in now and go towards the family aspect and start something with that. So you have to leave fitness. But say I give you your dream job, you get to start your own business and everything. You have to put off having a family for another 10 years. Which one would you take?
No, dream guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I was raised in a very big family-oriented environment. So, like, if you asked me 5 years ago when I was a freshman in college what I'd be doing at 25, my answer would be married with at least one kid.
Wow.
And
no
so
kidding.
I feel like I've already kind of put all of that on pause, but I'm not regretting it at all.
Absolutely
because
not.
The person that I thought that I was going to marry at that time was probably not for me. So everything happens for a reason, but I don't think that I can wait another 10 years to start a family.
Okay. Look at that.
So I'd take the dream guy.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, we just got,
we
got Alma up in this thing.
Yes.
Gentlemen, if you are a dream guy at the size 6'5 or higher, holler if you know what's good.
I feel like that's so hard to find.
Mm,
hey, just go hang out at some basketball games. You'd be all
right.
She said.
I don't find tall guys anywhere.
I'm cursed with the basketball player.
Oh my God, that's not a curse.
It kind of is, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that come with it.
Mm. That is true.
Yeah. But it's okay. 6'5 or taller, don't even holler.
Dang, we got her coming in here hard.
I'm kidding.
I like that. So let's see here. So we got a good opening. Had a little bit of insight on Alma. Got a little dive deep with Brittany. She's doing better now.
Mm.
to have a little bit more fun before we get out of here. So let's do a little back and forth on this one. I'll give you guys a topic, throw it back at me, just for fun, with positive and everything. Because I'm going to do that. You remember that Norman Vincent we listened to?
Yes.
We'll do that on the outro out. Show Alma that one. She might like that.
Cool.
Does anybody have a good story about exes before we get out of here?
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Ooh, that sounds like a good one. I want to hear.
Alma, if you would think it's story worthy.
Okay. I'll keep it short and simple.
Like that theme?
No. since we were on the whole social media topic and like how that's definitely changed our views on relationships. So a lot of times people will be like, oh, social media makes it hard to be in a relationship because then that opens the doors for other guys or other girls to comment on your pictures, etc. So I've always been a believer that, like, you know, social media isn't what's important. It's whatever, you know, the relationship that me and the other person have. So that's always been my belief. However,
hey.
Shout out to Instagram.
Yeah, get the fuck out of your Snap.
So a year ago, I was sitting in an office during my training for GM, and I'm like on the conference call scrolling through my Instagram, and I keep getting a request from this weird account that I thought I had seen before, but I wasn't sure where I'd seen it. So me being me, I screenshot the request and I asked my best friend and my boyfriend at the time, do you guys know who this person is? Like, I keep denying it and they keep requesting me.
Interesting.
So both of them were like, no, just block them. Like, hater, probably like, bye. It's weird. Bye. So I block it. 2 minutes later, a non-private page requests me, and the display picture is a picture of my boyfriend. So I open it, and the bio on Instagram says, I have proof that your boyfriend's been cheating on you for the past 3 months.
Wow.
Oh my God, I got the chills.
Yeah.
I seriously got the chills.
Yeah. And so she starts posting screenshot conversations of them.
Stop.
With his phone number. Like, she deleted his name so the phone number would show up there. Pictures of them together, pictures of him sleeping. And I'm in the middle of a conference call on my first week of training to be a GM, and I just feel my blood boiling. Like, for you to have the audacity to say it's probably just a hater, block them, rather than that, opening up the door to give you the opportunity to confess because your ass is about to get caught.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I went in my car. I call him. He's at work. And I said, please delete my number off your phone and never talk to me ever again. You're grimy. I can't believe this. Like, I gave you the opportunity.
Wow.
And then he's like, oh, well, I tried to tell you.
How? When?
Where?
How long were you guys dating?
A year.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I definitely think that, you know, had that not happened, how much longer would I have been in the relationship, and how much longer would he have denied it, or would that ever, you know, be brought up? But yeah, that was the thing that you never think is going to happen to you. When it happens to you, when, you know, I'd always say, oh my God, if a guy ever cheats on me, I'm about to be that crazy Latina. Like, I'm about to come slash tires and hands on side and all this stuff. And the way that I took it, like, 4 weeks later, I got my own club, and here I am 1 year later, successful GM.
Yeah, we'll give you a round of applause. Not only, go for it, B.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because this always, I'm so curious. You didn't notice changes or anything?
Nothing at all? Here's the crazy part. God, if he's listening, he loves me so much right now. So he used to be a security guard for a different, like, nightclubs, strip clubs, just different events. The girl was a dancer.
God.
Like, she danced for dollars.
Mm-mm.
So I think I'd feel a lot better if it was like a real girl that, like, okay, maybe you met her at work, maybe you met her, but a dancer?
I feel like guys always...
Why? That was literally my question, like, after a month of, you know, unblocking his number and, like, his mom begging me to hear him out and blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to know why. And, yeah, like, the grimiest of the grimiest, like, at a motel, like, because she stayed next to the nightclub. And I was just, my first question was, like, please tell me you didn't come over to my place after. And it was, obviously, I mean, no, but I hope not. But, yeah. There's nothing like church on Sundays together, family dinners with his family on Sundays, like pictures of us together on all social media, everything.
So she knew.
Oh, she knew.
So why did she want to tell you?
Because she wanted him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I can give you a guy's aspect on this.
Let's hear it.
Most guys want to conquer. Most guys look for a challenge. Most guys look for something new. And listening to your story, it kind of makes me think that in the aspect he got comfortable with you.
Yeah.
You started chasing a dream that's much bigger than his. He felt a little bit intimidated. And so he found somebody that wanted him at a lower level. And he found an easy outlet to get it. And he found out that it was not something that he could... Well, I guess maybe he thought you wouldn't find out. But come to turn around, this girl wanted him too. And so it kind of backlashed on him from her telling you now.
Right.
Because she thinks it would benefit him. When in actuality, he didn't know what he had the whole time.
Yeah.
It's tough for guys. It sounds bad. Sorry, guys. I'm not trying to knock us down here. Most of us, we're not the brightest when it comes to dating. Most of us aren't the brightest in knowing what we have till it's gone. It's a down effect to most of us. But guys, I've noticed that I've talked to a lot of them. It's more of the masculinity getting in the way of you want to conquer more. You feel, I'm not married yet.
Yeah.
If I lose her, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
So that says more about him than it does about you.
Yeah.
So I mean, my advice.
That's definitely what he said.
Don't let it get you down.
Oh, no.
You're better without it.
I mean, and the thing that I constantly tell myself is, like, I'll never make someone else pay for another man's mistake. So that was a learning lesson. And, you know, I'm glad that it happened, but it taught me a lot about myself. And this ties in with the whole being okay with being by yourself.
Yes.
Because what's crazy about this story was... I got back with him 3 months after the
fact.
Wow.
No kidding.
Because I didn't know what it felt like to be alone. And it was easier for me to be okay with someone who hurt me than to be by myself and without the person that I thought that I loved. And it worked for like a month, but every single night I was just tossing and turning, thinking, like, my mind started making... Like, if his phone was vibrating at a certain time of night, oh, he's doing it again. So at that point, it wasn't a relationship that was building to be something better. It was just I was hurting myself and allowing him to be the source of it. So now we don't even have any communication. But it was one of those things where I look back and I'm like, who did I think that I was to allow that back into my life?
Can blame it more on yourself. It's more of the fact, like you said, you didn't know who you were by yourself. And comfortability is sometimes a lot easier than it is to be alone.
Right.
Well, I can tell you from my experience, I'm sure you know now, you'll grow better by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I go watch movies by myself all the time.
I take myself out to a movie every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I'll buy myself, hey, baby, you want the popcorn? You know, I think I do.
Treat yourself.
Hey. You can't treat yourself right. Who's going to teach you right?
Right.
Let's go, Alma. Hey. Let's go. Give her that round of applause for telling us some deep right there. Dang, reality check just got deep.
Deep. I had to share that story.
No, I loved you for that one. Thank you.
Ladies, don't ignore the friend requests.
Sometimes it can open up to a different door.
Don't ignore the signs.
Hey, sometimes don't be blind to it.
Right.
Sometimes things are right in plain sight.
True.
So true.
Dang, B. Wow. So maybe it was you that broke my headset. I see you in there. Dang. Well,
bye.
Brittany on that one, because she's done with that. No, Alma, that's some good stuff. I like to give people knowledge on these things. Know that don't be sacrificing your own happiness just to be comfortable.
Absolutely.
Preach.
I try, man. It's the outlook. And then, ladies and gentlemen, for $6.99, I can send you on a cruise with the beautiful and talented Alex Teicher. She's like, oh,
oh my God.
I thought you were going to spit game about something else right there.
Yikes.
No, that's good. B, you got any good stories for us before we get out of here? I'll throw one in, too. I got a good one on this.
Let's hear yours.
I like how B just kind of throws it back at you. She's like, oh, I like it. Here,
let me hear
that. Let's take that ball back real quick. So let's do a Tinder story.
Okay.
Like Tinder stories? Are you going to do a Tinder story?
I'll share my Tinder story.
Okay, then I'm not going to do my Tinder story.
Oh, no. You do your Tinder story.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason why I deleted Tinder, and I don't use it anymore, and Plenty of Fish, never got into it, but I've heard plenty of stories from my buddies about that, it's not the people you want to meet. Because if those are the type of outlets they go to meet people, it says a little bit about themselves. So I had to learn for myself, me and a couple of buddies. We started doing, we called them roundabouts.
Uh-huh.
We would see who would get the most roundabouts within a week. So like I said, divide and conquer. It's a guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we would see who can meet the most girls in the sense of finding the best ones and maybe see if something can happen with it, right? Well, come to find out, I met a girl that she lived, let's see, two cities over. We met up a couple times, had some drinks. Everything was going good. Come to find out, she knew about me before I knew about her. We went to high school together.
What?
Come to find out, she liked me in high school, and I didn't know about her. She was a year older than me. So the weird thing about this is I always felt a little weird presence when we were together. Something was there that she wasn't telling me. Come to find out, I'm going to round to the end before I come back to the beginning. She was doing this out of spite because she thought I played her in high school. When in actuality, I never knew about her.
Dang.
So this gets pretty intense, right? So get this. We go out to have drinks. We have a good time, get some dinner. Everything's going well. Come to find out, she brings up some stuff from the past. So she's like, so did you enjoy yada, 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 one of these teachers, Miss Miller or something? I was like, yeah. How do you know about Miss Miller? Oh, I went to Norco High School too. No kidding. That's why I thought she looked familiar. Yeah. Do you remember yada, yada, yada? It was an incident, I guess. I don't want to put it on blast, where she actually got... She kind of got embarrassed publicly from a couple of my buddies, but she thought I was the reason for it.
God.
Yeah, something with about, you know, everybody saw her underwear or something like that. You know, it gets pretty bad. It gets pretty bad.
She's going to kill you.
Yeah, that's what I thought when we started getting down this trail. Well, come to find out, she made me pay for everything, right? Left me out in, I think it was Orange County, wherever we were at, dipped out.
Oh my gosh. That's
my little Tinder story. Know what you're getting into before it starts. Do a little more research and get to talk to people. Kind of feel them out.
Scary. You know, but some people end up together off of Tinder and Poff.
I can't hate.
Yeah, my friend.
I can't hate.
Yeah, me
She's
too.
She's been with her boyfriend
friends.
For 2.5 years.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Tinder.
That's pretty dope.
I have one friend from Tinder and one friend from Poff.
There you go.
So, I mean, maybe it just depends.
Situational.
Yeah.
Know your people.
Yeah.
Do some research.
Exactly.
It's one thing we taught us in school.
Mm-hmm.
What you got, Brittany?
What's
that Tinder story before we dip out of here?
Oh, you want to hear my Tinder story?
Whatever you got. Give me something good. Something better if you got it.
Better than Tinder? But...
Just share the Tinder. I'm curious.
Okay. I'll tell you my Tinder story.
Thank you, Alma.
Okay. So, I don't use Tinder. I've never used Tinder. No dating websites. Not for me. But, this was actually when I had broken up with my boyfriend, and some guy I used to work with hit me up, and he knows me super well, so he was like, you know, he knows I would never use any dating website, so he screenshot the Tinder, I guess it was a profile of me, and it was like,
hey, now.
Yeah, it used my name, they had like 4 or 5 pictures of me, which not all of them were on my Instagram, so I don't know where they got the other
Ooh.
Ones from. Yeah, and he was like, man, I didn't think you would, you know, get on this. I was like, dude, that's not me. Like, that's not me at all. They used wrong age, wrong school, but correct name. Yeah.
So they catfished you on Tinder.
Yeah, so people hopefully were swiping right for me.
Wow.
I just want to know if I can get it links up with somebody that actually met up with you.
I know.
Know who the real you was.
I know. I should have told him how to swipe
yes.
for me
should've.
To like meet up maybe.
Should've.
I didn't even think about that.
That's interesting.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Dang. So did anything ever come about that? Did you ever find out who it was or any
never,
of that stuff?
Never. Never, never. I don't even know if it's still up.
Huh.
I don't know. Yeah. So that was kind of creepy. When I saw that, I was like, who is this? Why are my pictures here?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. That's a good one to leave off on, huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know. Bernie's like...
Bye. There you go.
So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Know who you're working with. Learn from mistakes. Kind of be aware of situations. And want to kind of dip out with this power positivity. Kind of let people sink this in on the way out. But first, before we do that, thank you, Alma. You've been amazing.
Thanks.
Loved your stories. Loved your input. Loved your talent. Brittany, keep being amazing.
Thank you.
Keep coming out. We got some big guests coming next week.
Yay, yay.
Don't want to shout them out yet, but it's going to be fun.
Hey.
So everybody else, have a great rest of your night. Enjoy living life. Take some chances out there. Don't be scared if you see that girl at the gym. Let her know what's up. She says no, at least you're back where you started. Other than that, be easy. Love you all. Be safe. And let's dome this up.
To anyone who is looking for success or happiness, I say, believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. If you want a life that is full of joy and achievement, you must have confidence in your own powers. When I look around, I find it appalling to realize how many people are handicapped by the malady we call the inferiority complex. Lack of self-confidence is indeed one of the greatest personal problems besetting people today. Everywhere you encounter individuals who doubt their own powers, who shrink from life, who suffer from a deep sense of inadequacy and insecurity, who feel defeated and afraid. The sad thing is, in most cases, such frustration of power is unnecessary. If your mind is obsessed by thoughts of insecurity and inadequacy, that is, of course, because such thoughts have dominated your thinking over a long period of time. You must give your mind a different and more positive thought pattern, and that is accomplished by the repetition of confident ideas. You see, feelings of confidence depend upon the type of thoughts that habitually occupy your mind. If you constantly fix your attention upon dire events that might happen, you will constantly feel insecure. And what is even more serious is the tendency to create, by the power of thought, the very condition you fear. Human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind. Or as Ralph Waldo Emerson declared, a man is what he thinks about all day long. The fact is, as you think, so shall you be. If confidence and happiness are what you want, flush out all your old, tired, worn-out thoughts. Fill your mind with fresh, new, creative thoughts of faith, love, and goodness. Let pictures of each happy experience you expect to have during the day pass across your mind. Savor their joy. Such thoughts will help cause events to turn out that way. So if you want to change your circumstances, you must first start thinking differently. Form a picture in your mind of circumstances as they should be. Hold that picture. Develop it firmly in all details. Believe in it. Pray about it. Work at it. And you can make it become a reality. This is one of the greatest laws in the universe. Believe and succeed.